with nearly 5,000 specialists dedicated to supporting dealer financial services, Ally has the expertise to help you with your retail finance, F&I, and remarketing needs. We're all better off with an Ally. Contact your local Ally account executive to get started today. Ally, do it right.
Want to dive deeper into the topics you hear about on Daily Drive? We're offering listeners a special offer, 20% off a one-year Automotive News digital subscription. That gets you access to all of our news, information, and analysis made for automotive industry leaders like you. Go to autonews.com/dailydrivepromo to redeem. Welcome to Daily Drive for Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. I'm Jamie Butters, Executive Editor of Automotive News.
And I'm Kellen Walker. We're joining you today from New York City, where media are getting a first glimpse at the New York Auto Show. Today on the show, Hyundai launches a $51 billion investment plan for EVs and mobility. Ford and GM divert shipments after the Baltimore Bridge disaster. And Volvo is done with diesel. Plus, Hyundai Global COO Jose Munoz joins the show from here in New York amid some big moves for the Korean automaker.
We like showing and sharing the things that we're doing, which in many cases is not only a first for us, but it's a first for the industry, right?
Let's run through all the news you need to know to keep up in the auto industry.
Hyundai Motor Group will invest 68 trillion won, about $51 billion, over 3 years to bolster its growth potential in electric vehicles and new mobility business. And separately, it will hire 80,000 new employees. The group says more than half of the investment will go to a new R&D infrastructure and assembly lines for EVs. Another 31 trillion won will be slated for R&D in EVs specifically, including software-defined vehicles and battery technology. It says most of the new jobs will be to promote future business with 44,000 new staff in electrification, software-defined vehicles, and carbon neutrality.
Hyundai Motor Group is also making some big debuts here at the New York Auto Show. Hyundai unveiled freshened versions of the Tucson compact crossover and Santa Cruz compact pickup. They come with updated exterior and interior styling, new safety and convenience technology, and updates to the XRT trim packages. Both vehicles are key products for Hyundai. The Tucson is the brand's top seller. Meanwhile, Kia introduced the K4, the compact sedan previously known as the Forte. The fourth generation of the model has bolder styling proportions, technology upgrades, two GT line variants, and of course, a new name. Kareem Habib is head of global design for Kia.
The all-new K4 is a testament to the future of the sedan and a symbol of our belief that elegance and sportiness remain highly relevant.
The K4 follows in the footsteps of the Optima midsize sedan, renamed K5 for the 2021 model year.
We now have a better understanding of the impact of Tuesday's bridge collapse in Baltimore on the global auto industry. Ford Chief Financial Officer John Lawler told Bloomberg TV that the automaker will need to find workarounds with traffic halted in Baltimore.
We'll have to divert parts to other ports along the East Coast or elsewhere in the country, and it'll probably lengthen the supply chain a bit. So we'll continue to work that. And we have experience now in understanding supply chain disruptions, and so we'll just put that experience to work and figure out the best solution.
General Motors also says it's working to reroute vehicle shipments that had come through the Port of Baltimore. GM said in a statement that it expected minimal impact from the port closing. The Port of Baltimore is the busiest port for automotive shipping in the U.S. Six people are missing and presumed dead after the accident.
And Volvo's 45-year relationship with diesel is over. The powertrain accounted for half of the automaker's global sales between 2012 and 2016. The automaker's final diesel-powered model was an XC90, which rolled off its production line in Sweden on Tuesday. The factory is now switching over to make electric motors for Volvo's fast-growing lineup of full EVs. By 2030, Volvo aims to be an electric-only brand. And those are today's headlines. Jamie, we're here in New York City at the New York Auto Show. You know, I got to ask you, what's caught your eye so far?
You know, all those Genesis concepts were pretty impressive, but as we were walking the floor this morning, that Infiniti QX80, That is a giant
SUV. It's massive.
I mean, I don't know if they can take share away from the Escalade. It's pretty iconic, but they're giving it a run.
Gotcha. And coming up, Hyundai Global COO Jose Munoz joins us here in New York. That's next on Daily Drive.
For over 100 years, Ally has helped dealers like you serve your customers by providing the best-in-class products and services you need, and by remaining true to the automotive passion we share. Your dedicated Ally account executive will work hand in hand with you to help you gain efficiencies, increase your product offerings, and work to improve per vehicle revenue, because we care about your business as much as you do. We're all better off with an Ally. Contact your local Ally account executive to get started today. Ally, do it right.
Welcome back to Daily Drive. I'm Jamie Butters with Kellen Walker. It's the Hyundai Motor Group show this year at the New York Auto Show. As we talked about earlier, the Korean group unveiled new models for its namesake brand today. It's got Genesis Concepts, and Kia also has a new model. It's making a splash with a planned $51 billion investment in electrification and mobility. It's the perfect time to catch up with Hyundai Global COO Jose Munoz. Staff reporter Carly Schaffner and I spoke with him here in New York today about those stories and more. Jose Munoz, welcome back to Daily Drive.
Thank you very much, Jamie. It's so nice being here with you again with this very nice sound of cars around us.
It's one of the great things about an auto show. You never know. It could be music. It could be cars revving. There's always a bustle and an enthusiasm in the room.
Absolutely.
Hyundai announced a big investment plan today, translated to $51 billion over 3 years in EV technology, software-defined vehicle technology. What's the most immediate way that that will be felt and seen in the U.S. market? Is it in the next generation of EVs?
Well, there is a lot, really, really a lot going on. And I'd like to start maybe by what happened just a couple of hours ago when I was honored to receive the IONIQ 5N World Performance Car of the Year. You know, that what way to start the New York show? Four awards for the same car.
I know the IONIQ 5 just keeps winning World Car Awards.
It is unbelievable. So 2 years ago, the World Car of the Year, the EV Car of the Year, the Design Car of the Year, and then this year the Performance Car of the Year. So wonderful. So then you see some of the places where the money is going. We like to have really very strong plans, but we want also to start seeing the impact now, not just in the future. So that was fantastic. But getting a little bit earlier, so earlier this week, we had big announcements for Genesis. So we had the introduction of Magma, which is the top trim performance for our brand, with four cars. So the Genesis X Berlinetta Concept, beautiful. Then the GV80 Coupe, also Magma. And then the G80 Magma and the GV60 Magma. And then when everybody was blown away, then we presented the concept, how we call it, the Neo Loon,
yes,
which is really something else, very distinctive design. Coach doors, ultra luxury, is really wonderful. So I think that was already quite something, right? A lot of journalists who attended the event, they say, well, normally OEMs present maybe one car, maybe two, but then, hey, you came up with five for Magma and then the Neo Loon.
Is that Berlinetta? Is that going to get made? Or you make a few of those?
Well, we'll make our best effort to get this done. We'll make our best efforts.
The others are all committed to being manufactured, at least in some limited form.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, our company is not a company that likes, making concepts that are not going to be made. So we'll push for that. We'll see.
So you had the heat with the Magma, volcanic heat, and then the cool in the Neo Loon.
That is right. And then we had today the IONIQ 5N, and then we had our press conference. We presented the new refresh Tucson and also the refresh Santa Cruz. So, and then this is obviously part of the aggressive commitment that we have with the U.S. market, which I think the most important one is the factory in Savannah. So I've said it a couple of times the last few days that we double down on EVs. We continue to see a very strong performance on EVs, right? So last year we doubled, and this year we are doubling compared to the market. The market is growing at 17% on EVs. We are 38%. EVs plus plug-in hybrids, 54%, right? So we stay the course with our plant in Savannah, and we are hopeful that we will start producing in October this year.
Building on those EVs and this big investment in EV technology, where do you see Hyundai in making progress toward carbon neutrality?
Well, our commitment is to achieve the carbon neutrality for the group by 2045. This is a very comprehensive plan that we have deployed, and it's not simple because our group is vertically integrated, so we do a lot of things as you know. So that's our commitment, and we're well advanced on it.
Can I just circle back to what you were saying about all of the announcements that you've had in New York? It's very clear that Hyundai and Genesis are really taking center stage here, but it's happening in the industry as well. Can you talk a little bit about the brands, where they are now and where we're going?
Well, for us, I think New York is the most important auto show in the country. Is we've got a tradition to always be having a very strong presence here. For me, this one is very also important because it's my fifth anniversary with Hyundai and Genesis, so it's very, very special. And then we like showing and sharing the things that we're doing, which in many cases is not only a first for us, but it's a first for the industry, right? And then, as Jamie mentioned earlier, so it's not only about the production, it's not only about the cars that we are announcing, but it's also how we see the future, right? And the software-derived vehicles, and then the changing completely the concept of how we produce and design the cars, we try to bring it here. And we are really making good strides towards that. We want the new products produced in our plant, the so-called Meta plant in Savannah, to be a very clear testament of all our commitments into this domain. So again, I love the double down. Also the Genesis sign.
Oh, that's what that is. Okay. Yes, we were wondering.
That's the meaning, the two lines of Genesis, and we double down on electrification.
So with the Meta plant, will you have the supply chain that you need, the battery supply chain, to make sure that all those vehicles are fully compliant?
Well, we are working on that very diligently. As you know, not only we are committed to the assembly, but we are also committed to the battery production. So we created two joint ventures, one with LG Energy Solutions and the other one with SK On. The first one is in the same site as the assembly plant in Savannah, and the latter is in Bartow, also in Georgia. So this shows you our commitment to ensure the supply chain is the right one. It is not an easy activity. And then we have now much better visibility than we had a year ago. A year ago, the focus was for the most part about the assembly element. The assembly element, it only works if we also have the critical materials and the key components of the battery. So we are not out of the woods, but we're making some progress. We see the light.
The date has been expedited to October 2024 for vehicle assembly, but yes, the battery portion will lag. So how will Hyundai deal with kind of making up the difference with the $7,500 tax credit? Because I know that's very important to consumers.
Absolutely. Yes, you are absolutely right, Carly. So we are perfectly on time on the assembly. The battery plants, there were decisions that were taken a little bit later, and those projects go a little bit later, not too much later, but they are going to come together a little bit later. So the first cars that we will produce, they're going to get the batteries coming from other countries, from Korean suppliers, but they are probably most likely Europe, still we are studying. to be compliant. And then we will transition into the batteries that we are going to produce in the same campus. So I just want to remind everybody that this is really a major undertaking, because it's not only the assembly plant, the battery plant, but also Mobis, Transys, Globis, so our suppliers, part of the group, they are part of this, right? And they are getting components, they are assembling, and then ultimately it's getting into the plant. But maybe we will have to start from somewhere else as we transition into the localized production, but it's still compliant.
Okay.
Have you decided what's going to be the first product out of Savannah?
It's pretty much decided, but we have not announced yet. It's not 100%. So we'll wait. We'll wait a little more until the moment the communications guys will give us a green light.
I would presume it's more the engineers or someone in product planning who makes the decision.
Well, the business have a little to do with that. Yes, yes.
Jose, you said in the beginning that Genesis would benefit greatly from the Meta plant. Can you talk a little bit about that at this point?
Yes, that was really very, very important. I think we were very pleased to produce the GV70 and the GV70 EV in Montgomery, Alabama. And then I think this is the reason why I believe the GV70 has become the best seller within the Genesis portfolio. And this gave us confidence to continue with the localization. So this new plant is going to bring Genesis, also Hyundai products, and also Kia products. But Genesis is the key. It's going to be the key foundation of the continuous Genesis growth. Genesis is a very good success story. We took it from basically nothing 8 years ago, and we've jumped up to creating a real luxury brand in price parity with the German competitors, well ahead of Japanese competitors in terms of positioning, and then also growing in volume, to be honest, limited by the capacity that we have and by the good success the brand is having also in other markets, namely Korea, right? So we want to ensure that the future foundation of Genesis in the United States is achieved in the Meta plant, and we get the most out of Genesis coming from that Meta plant as well.
That's Daily Drive for today. I'm Jamie Butters.
And I'm Kellen Walker. Thanks to Automotive News coordinating producer Jake Neer, as well as our own Carly Schaffner for her reporting for today's podcast. We also had reporting from Doug Bolduc of our sibling publication, Automotive News Europe. You can get the latest news on Hyundai Motor Group's EV investments, supply chain disruptions, and everything happening in the auto industry at autonews.com.
We'd love to hear from you. Let us know what you think of the show and the topics we covered today. Send us an email at dailydrive@autonews.com or leave us a voicemail at 313-444-2774. And if you enjoy the podcast, remember to like, leave a review, and subscribe so you never miss an episode.